Pentagon plans nearly 20 new attack subs as Beijing's naval threat intensifies. The U.S. Navy announced this week a structural redesign of its undersea strike force, reclassifying 19 planned Virginia-class attack submarines as guided missile submarines and equipping each with a weapons module that triples their launch capacity. The decision arrives as Washington fights a war of attrition in the Middle East, watches Iran's strategy tighten around the Strait of Hormuz, and faces the retirement of its most capable conventional strike platforms in the Pacific. For institutional investors tracking defense allocation, this is not a procurement footnote. It is a generational recapitalization of undersea power projection, funded by a government that has run out of cheaper options. The Pentagon's announcement centers on the Virginia Payload Module, an 84-foot section that adds 28 missile launch cells to the 12 already on current Virginia-class boats, for a total of 40 cells per vessel. Those cells accept Tomahawk land attack missiles and hypersonic vehicles. The Navy will convert 19 submarines under this plan, with the first vessel not entering fleet service until 2029 and the last not until 2038. The timeline matters. The USS Georgia began its deactivation process last month, and its three Ohio-class sister ships are scheduled to follow over the next several years. The Submarine Industrial Base Council, based in Washington, D.C., calculates that retiring the four Ohio-class guided missile submarines will reduce the Navy's undersea strike capability by up to 60% before the Virginia replacements arrive. The four Ohio-class SSGNs each carry up to 154 Tomahawk missiles. The 19 Virginia-class SSGN will carry 40 launch cells each. At full deployment, the new fleet theoretically represents a significant expansion of total undersea magazine depth, but the transition gap between 2026 and 2029 leaves a measurable hole in conventional strike capacity. Vice Admiral Rob Gaucher, Director of Submarine Programs, stated that the Virginia-class SSGNs will ensure the Navy continues to dominate the undersea domain for decades to come, adding that the added payload capacity will allow the Navy to surge strike power to assure our allies, deter aggression, outmatch any adversary. Admiral Darrell Caudle, Chief of Naval Operations, noted that the Ohio-class submarines prove the enduring value of combining undersea stealth with unmatched clandestine strike capability, and called the Next Generation Virginia program a successor with greater survivability, adaptability, and sustained combat power. The context surrounding this decision should remove any ambiguity about the threat calculus driving it. Iran's leaders, according to reporting by Joseph Cross and Amir Hussein Raji, believe they have identified structural weaknesses in the U.S. Position: diminishing stockpiles of advanced missile interceptors, a war that polls as unpopular with American voters, and a Strait of Hormuz that remains largely closed, sustaining elevated energy prices ahead of U.S. congressional elections in November. Tehran is simultaneously seeking a deal with Oman to formalize control of the strait, demanding the U.S. permanently end the war, lift its naval blockade, withdraw military forces, fully compensate Iran for war damage, and release frozen assets before reopening shipping lanes. If one theater can degrade U.S. munitions inventories at this rate, the Pacific Command has every reason to accelerate its own magazine building. Ohio-class retirement creates a measurable strike gap. The four Ohio-class guided missile submarines represent a platform class with no near-term equivalent. Bradley Martin, a former Navy captain and naval researcher at the RAND Corporation, described the Ohio-class SSGNs in 2021 as the platform with the single largest ability to deliver conventional missile payloads. That assessment held through the 2025 operation Midnight Hammer strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, where an Ohio-class boat augmented B-2 bomber strikes. The USS Georgia's deactivation, which began last month, marks the beginning of the end for that capability. The math is direct. The Navy currently maintains at least 24 smaller Virginia-class submarines, approximately 20 older Lowe's Angels-class boats, and 3 Seawolf-class vessels. None of these platforms carry the payload depth of the Ohio-class configuration. The 19 new SSGNs will not begin arriving until 2029, creating a minimum 3-year window in which the Navy prosecutes potential Pacific contingencies with reduced undersea magazine capacity. For a scenario involving simultaneous pressure in the Middle East and the Taiwan Strait, that window is the strategic risk premium built into every defense contractor's forward order book. The first island chain equation and hypersonic penetration, Siddharth Kaushal, senior fellow at the Royal United Services Institute in London, identified 2 properties of submarine-launched hypersonic missiles that make the VPM program strategically coherent rather than simply additive. First, submarines can operate near or within the first island chain, the arc running from Japan southward through Taiwan and the Philippines in relative safety, positioning strike assets inside the zone where Chinese missile defenses are most concentrated. Second, hypersonic missiles present a penetration problem that adversaries with otherwise robust air defenses have not fully solved. Proximity to target compounds the reaction time deficit. The investment implication follows the physics. Hypersonic weapons delivered from stealth submarines inside adversary integrated air defense coverage require a different industrial supply chain than conventional land-based missile systems. Companies with hypersonic propulsion, precision guidance, and submarine integration programs carry structural backlog advantages that surface-launched or air-launched programs do not replicate. The Virginia payload module itself is an 84-foot structural addition to the submarine hull, meaning shipyard capacity and construction timelines drive delivery as much as weapons availability does. Iran and Yemen. How the Middle East drains Pacific readiness, the Strait of Hormuz remains largely closed as of this writing. Iran's strategy, as analyzed by Cross and Raggi, rests on the assumption that sustained closure keeps energy prices elevated, depletes U.S. weapons inventories, and forces a political settlement before American domestic patience expires. The Houthi front adds a second vector. A blocked Iranian Mahan Air flight to Sana'a on July 13 triggered Saudi airstrikes that disabled the Sana'a airport runway, igniting a tit-for-tat exchange that UN Envoy Hans Grundberg warned poses the greatest risk of renewed large-scale conflict in Yemen since the UN-brokered truce of April 2022. Grundberg stated that the escalation risks drawing the country into a broader regional confrontation with devastating consequences for its people. The connection to Pacific readiness is not metaphorical. The Ohio-class USS Georgia was called upon during Operation Midnight Hammer in 2025. If the remaining Ohio-class boats are drawn into Middle East operations during their own decommissioning cycles, the Pacific Command's conventional undersea strike inventory shrinks faster than the retirement schedule alone implies. Institutional capital pricing U.S. defense allocations should treat these theaters as a single inventory problem, not parallel but separate demand signals. A 9-year build cycle favors long-duration defense exposure sources. CNN, Submarine Industrial Base Council, as cited in CNN, the build timeline runs from 2029 to 2038, a 9-year production window that anchors submarine-related defense revenue well beyond a single budget cycle. The Virginia-class hull program involves General Dynamics Electric Boat and Huntington Ingalls Industries as the 2 primary construction yards, though terms and contract values for the VPM-equipped variant were not disclosed in the Pentagon announcement. The structural nature of the program, tied to treaty obligations, theater posture, and bipartisan national security consensus, insulates it from the discretionary budget pressures that typically compress defense multiples in election cycles. The Placamium view the market is pricing the Virginia SSGN announcement as a procurement event. Plaquemium reads it as a strategic acknowledgement that the United States has entered a period of simultaneous multi-theater attrition, for which its existing force structure was not designed. The Ohio-class retirement is not a clean swap. Four boats carrying up to 154 Tomahawks each are being replaced by 19 boats carrying 40 cells each, but none arrive until 2029 at the earliest, and the last not until 2038. The 60% undersea strike capability reduction cited by the Submarine Industrial Base Council is a number that adversary planning staffs in Beijing and Tehran can read as clearly as we can. The window between now and 2029 is not a gap in a procurement schedule. It is a period of elevated deterrence risk in which the Navy relies on smaller payload platforms and reduced inventory depth to cover two active theaters. Iran's stated strategy, as reported this week, is explicitly calibrated to exploit diminishing U.S. weapons stockpiles and domestic political fatigue. The Houthi escalation over Yemeni airspace, triggered by a single blocked Iranian airline flight, has already prompted UN warnings of the highest conflict risk since 2022. If these theaters continue consuming precision munitions through 2028, the Virginia-class SSGNs enter service into a depleted inventory environment, not a rebuilt one. The second-order trade is in Allied industrial capacity. The AUKUS submarine program, which plants Virginia-class boats at HMAS Stirling in Western Australia, becomes more strategically valuable, not less, as U.S. home fleet capacity tightens. Defense investors with exposure to Australian naval infrastructure, allied systems integration, and hypersonic supply chains are positioned ahead of a demand curve that the Pentagon just made explicit. The VPM announcement is the Navy signaling to Congress, allies, and adversaries simultaneously that it intends to hold the first island chain with stealth and magazine depth rather than surface presence. That is a technology and industrial policy statement as much as it is a military one. The bottom line, the Navy's conversion of 19 Virginia-class submarines to guided missile configuration closes a capability gap that the Ohio-class retirements open, but not before 2029, and not completely until 2038. The Submarine Industrial Base Council's estimate of a 60% reduction in undersea strike capability during the transition period is the single number that should anchor institutional defense analysis for the next 3 years. Combined with active attrition of U.S. munitions inventories in the Middle East, and a Strait of Hormuz that Iran is leveraging for political concessions, the demand signal for undersea precision strike capacity is not cyclical. It is structural. Defense portfolios underweight in submarine industrial base exposure, hypersonic integration, and allied Pacific infrastructure are mispriced for the threat environment that Washington just formalized in an 84-foot weapons module.